Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Talkin' Squatch. I'm your host, Joe, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Big Steve. Today, we're going to be talking about Big Steve's journey up to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan in search of Sasquatch. Steve, did you find Sasquatch?
Well, I have some breaking news for this exclusive podcast. I saw the Squatch.
What? Really?
I saw the Squatch. I was eating beef jerky and taking a whiz, and I heard a noise.
At the same time?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I like to be efficient. I saw in the corner of my eye movement and smelled something funny. I looked to my right, and what did I see not 20 feet away from me? A Squatch.
Yeah? All right, then. There you have it, folks.
I said, hey, Squatch! And it ran away.
It ran away.
I could get my camera.
Granted, it was wearing a neon orange and a hunting hat, but it was definitely the Sasquatch.
It was actually wearing a day goatee.
It was wearing a day goatee. Why would anybody be wearing a day goatee?
That's how I knew it was a Squatch.
Oh, all right. It was one of those Dago Squatches.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, hey, wee. I'm walking with my big feet here. Watch me stepping. I got big feet. I didn't get the name because it's ironic.
Actually, his feet were very small. Oh. One of the strange things I noticed.
So he was just a hairy Italian man hanging out in the forest, is what you're saying.
That might explain why he ran away when I said, hey, Squatch.
You talking to me?
You call me a Squatch?
You call me Squatch.
Do I look like a Squatch to you? Am I here to Squatch for your amusement?
A little bit. That's it.
Then he stabs you to death with a pen. You motherfucker! Joe Pesci needs to be in more films. Whatever happened to that guy?
He retired.
No.
He retired from acting. I think the last thing he was in, was in The Good American? The Good Samaritan? I think it was The Good American. Not a great movie. It was all right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The last film I watched with Joe Pesci in it was definitely Home Alone.
Well, yeah. We just rewatched Home Alone 1 and 2. I hate Home Alone 2. I hate Home Alone, but I hate Home Alone 2 even more.
Home Alone at least has John Candy.
It does have John Candy. John Candy plays the devil in that movie. Did you know that?
In Home Alone 1?
Yeah.
Oh, he's the devil?
He's the devil. That's the fan theory.
Whoa.
This is the type of fan theory I like because it adds any more enjoyment to the movie.
He's the Poker King of the Midwest. He is not the devil.
It's as soon as Catherine O'Hara, I think she says, I would sell my soul to go home. And then John Candy appears and he's like, hello.
No way. She did not enter into a soul binding contract with John Candy.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to see if I can find this first off. Because this is too good not to pass up. John Candy, devil, home. Oop, no, I spelled home wrong. Home alone. Steve broke.
What? The plastic thing that holds the two windows together finally cracked open. The plastic.
Oh, on the gate?
Yeah.
Okay, not the brace.
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, so here it is. Home Alone theory, Gus Polanski, John Candy from Home Alone, is a devil, not necessarily the devil. Catherine O'Hara says, if I have to sell my soul to the devil himself, I have to get home even if I have to sell my soul to the devil himself. And this is while Gus takes notice of Kate and approaches her and offers her the ride. So he's offering her the deal right there. So that's
the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. I hate that fan theory. Yeah, he's the Poker King in the Midwest and he's a nice John Candy man.
First of all, as we all know, the accordion is the devil's instrument.
I thought that was the melodica.
The melodica? No, no, no. It's the accordion.
What about the kazoo-kalele? The kazoo-kalele is far more evil than the accordion.
No, no, no. The accordion is the most evil instrument known to mankind.
Can't agree. Can't agree, Chet.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not making this up. This isn't my opinion, Steve. This is fact.
If you look at
all of the demonic literature out there, the accordion is the most evil of all instruments.
Look, facts can change. Because it used to be a fact that everything revolved around the Earth, okay?
Yeah.
That was a fact.
That was.
And there used to be a fact where everyone thought that the Earth was round. But everyone knows
it's
flat.
The Earth's flat. Yes.
Right. Yeah. So, like a conveyor belt.
I'm not arguing that. Okay. But the planets are round and the moon is round, but the Earth is flat.
Yeah, just the Earth.
Just the Earth.
Yeah, no other planet's flat. That's stupid. Of course, all the other planets would deserve to be spheres.
Yes.
Only Earth is flat. Only Earth is flat.
Yeah, only Earth is flat.
All the other planets are spheres.
Yeah, and it all revolves on the back of a turtle.
No, it's not turtle. It's a bear.
Actually, it's
a bear with a turtle. Well, technically, it's kind of a turtle bear because it's a bear, but it has a turtle shell.
Whoa. How many hit points does this turtle bear have?
At least 10,000.
What?
Yeah.
Would that have an RPG where you have to fight the turtle that the world is floating on the back of?
It's a turtle bear.
The turtle bear that the... It's like, wait, what happens if we kill this thing?
No, we're gonna get some fat loot. Go!
Gonna get some fat loot. No, everyone knows it's four elephants that are on the back of the turtle that's flying through outer space.
Oh, Discworld?
Yes.
Very good.
You know, I've never actually read Discworld.
It's not very good.
It's not.
It's really not. The PlayStation 1 game was pretty good. There was a point-and-click adventure game.
People loved Terry Pratchett. They still love Terry Pratchett, but Terry Pratchett's dead now. So take all that. Yeah. Have you seen the new Star Wars yet?
No.
No. And are you gonna go see it?
Maybe. In theater? Probably not.
You might actually like it because it's very different than any Star Wars movie out there.
I'll probably watch it on the Redbox.
On the Redbox, yeah. It's very, very different than any Star Wars movie. It does not follow the normal like Star Wars plot line.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. And a lot of people hate it, so you might like it just because the amount of hate that the movie's getting. Yeah,
it's still Star Wars, though. It's gonna say Star Wars.
We did that at the theater, of course.
Excellent.
Well, actually, I turned to my friend Chris and I said, "Chris, I gave you permission to do it this time." And he goes, "It's gonna say Star Wars." Like, no hesitation, just said it.
The best story I've heard was someone in the theater stood up and screamed out, "Kylo Ren's a punk bitch," when he went on the screen, and everyone enjoyed.
It's definitely interesting. It's different. It's so very, very, very different.
How about the porgs?
The porgs? The porgs were actually kind of funny.
A very important plot point, porgs.
I enjoyed so I'm not going to give away too much, but this is just like a selling point for the movie for you. There's a scene where Rey's with Luke, right? And Luke is, of course, like, "I don't want to train you," blah, 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 blah. And he's just like walking away from her. She keeps chasing him. And he goes down to like this shoreline. And there's this big fat cow-like creature with like a weird head. And it's got four giant boobs, like an udders, just under there. And Luke sticks like a water bottle underneath there. It squeezes one of the boobs. And green milk comes out of it. And he looks at Rey, like stares at her and drinks from it. Like a real alpha power move on Luke's part. I was like, holy shit, that's alpha.
That sounds fucking hilarious.
Like, the only thing that could be more alpha is if he masturbated like right in front of her. Like a Harvey Weinstein. Like, no, Harvey
Louis C.K.
Louis C.K.
is the public masturbator.
Yeah, but Louis never did it in like an alpha move sort of way. Louis just gets off on that. Like Luke would do it. Like this was like he was doing it to intimidate her.
I see.
Yeah, Louis doesn't
like
masturbate.
Like a great ape.
Yeah, like a great ape. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It was a superpower move to like milk this thing and like show it on screen and have him turn around and drink it down.
Did he have a green milk mustache?
Yes,
though?
He did. He, like it was like coming down the side of his mouth.
That
I'm like,
sounds so fucking stupid. I'm in.
It wasn't stupid. It was just like power move. Sounds like everyone stupid. In the theater automatically knew Luke is alpha. you can't argue with that. So I hope I didn't spoil that too much for anybody who hasn't seen the movie yet.
Well, I mean, you could always argue that the entire alpha beta theory has been completely discredited by the man who forged it in the first place. There's no such thing as an alpha or beta dog. It's just parents. It's mommies and daddies.
That sounds like something a beta male would say.
It's just accurate.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, it sounds like something a beta male would say.
They're usually accurate, I guess, so.
Whatever. Yeah, no, the porgs were actually pretty good. They weren't like...
Porg.
They weren't terrible.
Do they only say porg? Are they like Pokemon?
No, they didn't.
Do they talk?
Every time they showed on screen, though, I did say porg out
porg.
Loud. Porg!
Porg!
bark.
It's so dumb.
They were cute, but not like obnoxiously cute, like in an Ewok kind of way. They were just like background things. You're like, ha, it's a pork.
I didn't think Ewoks were cute.
Some people did. I mean, you're not everyone. Most everyone thought
I thought
Ewoks
were kind
of
creepy.
Most everyone thought Ewoks were cute. I'm not saying, like, your opinion is so nigh on the scale of what the rest of humanity has to say
so
about
weird.
Things.
So weird.
I think every one of our listeners can agree that Steve's opinions are not always in sync with the majority of America.
Yeah.
Though
yeah.
Your opinions are in sync with the majority of our listeners.
Hey, I did it.
Yay! They're so angry.
Porg.
Listeners are so angry.
I like porg.
Yeah.
The word porg is fun. I will give it that. Porg.
Benicio del Toro was in the movie.
Benicio del Toro is just sneaking his way into everything these days.
He made some interesting choices. They're not great choices, but they're interesting
did
choices.
Did he get his neck cut and go like, a smoker's a smoker when the chips are down?
No, he did not.
Oh, that's a shame.
Thank you for the Sin City reference.
That was a movie that was pretty good and had the worst sequel I think I've ever seen ever.
Yeah, it was pretty. No, I think Zoolander had the worst sequel.
Zoolander's sequel was pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't want to say anything else about and spoil the Star Wars. Because I guess there's not. Well, there are a bunch of spoilers in it, like stuff that would be spoiled. It's just it's different. It's not like I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. I've come to the conclusion now that I'm 36 years old. Star Wars is a visual movie to me.
Everyone seems pretty split on it from the social media. The blogosphere seems quite split on it.
You know what, though? So many people built it up. Like, you can't have something you build up as the next coming of Christ, and then it comes out. You're not everybody's going to be excited. You know?
It was just some dude named Chris.
Some dude named Chris. No, it's not going to be the next coming of Jesus. You can't build up something like that. It's a Star Wars movie. It's put out by Disney. Disney now owns 99. Disney owns this podcast now. So, hail Mickey Mouse. They've done it. They've collected all the Infinity Gems. They've collected Marvel. They've collected Star Wars. They've collected Fox. They've collected Game Classy.
Do you think anyone's made a porn where Jesus is just nutting and there's like, oh, it's the coming of Christ? You think?
You know what? I bet you they have.
Nice.
If you thought of it, there's porn of it.
Nice.
Was that Rule 34?
Yeah. Well, Rule 34 is if it exists
there's
porn
of
it.
So I'm sure that there's Jesus porn where he says, I'm coming.
Nice.
Yes. Or it's the coming of Christ.
Nice.
There is Mormon porn.
Is that just a man and a woman sitting next to each other casually, not saying anything for a few hours?
No. You know what they do? They take a picture and then they use Microsoft Paint, and they create circles and cut out the parts where a woman's clothing is. So, like a woman in a bikini, so they'll cut out the part like
bubble censoring.
So they'll circle it so it'll they'll look like the woman is completely naked because all of her clothes are removed.
Wait.
That's awesome.
Let me blow your mind right now. There are ex Mormons who have. Current Mormons send them all the like special underwear and stuff.
The magic underwear.
And they make actual pornography videos of them doing like the rituals and shit, and then they fuck at the end.
Nice.
Nice. Magic underwear.
I mean, it's called magic underwear. I'd probably wear it.
No, I mean, it's magic.
It's, yeah. I mean, like, would you argue someone said, hey, Steve. Got some magic underwear here. You want to buy some?
I would probably decline.
No, you'd be like, no, first of all, you'd say, like...
Well, what are the stats? I tried to find out what the stats were.
You'd be like, no, I don't want to buy... Wait a second. Did you say magic underwear?
Yeah, what are the stats?
What are the stats of this thing?
Yeah, what do we got here?
What do we got?
Is this
going to
buff
rules?
HP? Like,
buff HP?
Movement? Like, what do we got?
Yeah, I need some magic underwear right now, but that's besides the point. Does it make my poop disappear when I poop into it?
I prefer to go commando, so they're going to have to create a real compelling argument.
Exactly. That'd be the key thing, is like underwear that if you poop or pee into, it just disappears or it gets transported somewhere else.
Since we're on the subject of magic underwear, you could even just one up that. Underwear that while you're wearing it, you never have to pee or poo.
No, see, sometimes having a good...
I don't want to shit myself to have a nice poop. A good poop is you take it off and you sit and poop.
Well, that's only because that's what we're used to.
But that's the magic underwear would allow that.
Oh, okay.
Because you would just you could still poop, but not while it's on.
But I mean, if it negated the need to poop or pee, you'd never have to like want to take the good poop.
Well, you could because when you take it off at night or whatever, when you get home, you know, from out in the fields where you're toiling,
it's like, so all of a sudden it's like I never have to pee or poo, and then you take it off. All of a sudden you're like, oh no,
yeah, I've got to poop.
it's just like a mountain of poop underneath you. I think you've been wearing it for 3 weeks
straight. I think what it would do is it wouldn't.
I'm really sorry.
It wouldn't pause and like let you like generate a massive amount of waste. It would like halt the process. So like when you take them off.
So then you'd never absorb any
no,
nutrients?
It's magic. It doesn't need to follow rules.
No, magic needs to follow
but
rules.
But it follows magic rules. So the magic rules are it suspends the act of the waste creation.
So essentially, once waste enters the large colon, the waste disappears. Or
yeah,
it gets
like essentially
somewhere
vanishes.
Else. Well, it gets transported somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, matter can either be created nor destroyed.
Right. It goes to an alternate dimension. It goes to the poop dimension.
The poop dimension.
Where everything is poop.
Yes. Except the poops, they create people when they're pooping. When a poop has the people, they create a person. And they're like, what do we do with all these people? And they're like, well, let's create a magic underwear that will take the people to the people dimension.
So there you go. That's how we created the poop dimension with our poop, and they created us with their poop.
Wow, it's just cyclical.
Everything's poop.
Everything's just a cycle of people and poop. Who knew? All right, guys.
Porg.
A lot of porg poop in that movie.
Do they poop little spheres?
I don't know. I'm just assuming it's like a penguin. They're like penguins is what they are. Mm. They're like little seal penguins, or I guess is what they are.
Weird.
Yeah. Chewbacca eats one.
Porg.
So what else? Okay. So let's talk some Games Workshop. They've been hinting at something big coming.
Malign portents.
The malign portents. Yes.
Well, I was throwing.
They rolled two dice, and the roll came out. One came out malign, and the other one came out portents.
I believe that our theory was dashed upon the rocks when I saw the most recent trailer, which was a big ghost ship.
Yeah. So originally, Steve and I thought it was going to be another Blight Warbox set.
Yeah.
It was going to be undead and chaos, where they were going to have the shroud, Knight of Shrouds, and the Dark Oath Chieftain.
Yeah.
As the special characters in it, and there's just going to be a couple unit boxes, and then that's what I'm going to put out for sale. However, the second preview came out, and it was yo-ho-ho.
Yeah, it was
ho,
a big
a
ghost ship
for me.
So, you got me.
It's ghost pirates.
It could be ghost pirates. It could be fishmen.
It's not going to be fishmen, Steve.
It could be fishmen.
They're not going to make fishmen.
They might make fishmen.
I will put money down on this cast right now that it will not be fishmen.
But why not?
And if they are fishmen, it'll be ghost pirate fishmen.
Nice.
That's what I'm saying.
That sounds pretty sweet.
Yes. Fishman will be just a keyword on the bottom, but it'll be mainly in death, and it'll be undead, pirate,
fishman. Nice.
Yes,
that sounds pretty cool.
Affects all pirate units. Murlocs.
Yes, that's the official fishman noise.
Yeah, of course. So that's. That was the second preview, so we're assuming we're on the hopes for high hopes for pirate fishmen.
Maybe it'll
pirate
be
ghosts,
maybe it'll then. Be a relaunch of Dreadfleet.
Yarr!
Yay!
Knew what you want because a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
It would be cool if they made a Dreadfleet game that was good.
Yeah,
that would be sweet because the Dreadfleet models were the components of Dreadfleet. Very nice. The ships were nice. The big mat, the playing field was very nice. The game was just awful.
Yeah. Hey. You want to play a game? Yeah. Here's 400 cards to play this game, and all of the cards are a quarter of the size of a normal card, with like a ton of text on each of them.
It was a classic Monkey's Paw situation. Someone was like, "Man, I really wish they did another like Man of War style game," and the Monkey's Paw just curls, the finger curls.
Yeah. And then they're like. And then they go to GW's website and they're like, you know, new pirate game. And like, man, and a Dreadfleet.
Uh-huh.
And then they get Dreadfleet. They're like, no, I've wasted my wish.
Well, at least I have a few more.
Then they're like, oh, man, I really wish they revamped Warhammer Fantasy. Then it's like turns to Age of Sigmar, the first edition. They're like, no.
Yeah, the monkey's paw. Good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. The monkey's paw, classic. Classic literature right there.
Yeah.
So
like, right, I mean, it's really just a, it's really just an example of how people can't word things like in a very easy manner.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
you just be specific in what you're wishing for.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why they never got a beta male nerd to get a wish.
He would have taken care of it.
He would have taken care of it. Actually, what I want is...
It's simple as this. All you need to do is say, I wish to win the lottery with absolutely no repercussions or drawbacks. Ta-da! Monkey's paw defeated!
No, monkey's paw...
defeated. Yes, the inhaler.
Oh, good God. But yeah, so we all know Undead is coming. It's like they haven't done anything with death in a while. So my theory has now shifted. Because originally I thought it was going to be a, was it Night Haunt?
Yeah,
whatever the ghosts are.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be they're going to get their own book now. So what I kind of looked in the past is that every time they release a book, like a new army faction, mm-hmm. they kind of do kind of an older faction. Sometimes like what they did with the orcs, they did the Bone Splitters,
right?
And you know, when they do Chaos, they'll sometimes do like some of the other stuff. So right. they're probably going to do two death books, and it'll be the new faction, which will be like a $60 hardcover with the new Ghost Pirate guys, and then it'll be like a $30 soft cover dealing with Night Haunt, mm-hmm. like the Night Haunts. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm assuming on that one.
They're the Night Haunts. Check it and see. They don't have a fever because they're undead, you see.
Yeah.
I just rhymed C with C.
I caught it.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So then we'll get a Night Haunt book and everything, because everything's cross-promotional now. So we'll get a book about the Knight of Shrouds or
nice.
Whatever.
Nice.
Or a book about the Dark Oath Chieftain. And it'll be all about her making her way in a man's world.
What if it's Squidman?
Squidman?
Squidman.
Zoidbergs?
Yeah,
there's just an army of Zoidbergs.
Just an army of Zoidbergs.
Careful, we can't hit them. They're scuttling.
They have scuttle rolls.
They keep on doing. We keep shooting our arrows at it, but they're shifting slightly to the right every time they move.
Scuttle, scuttle.
No, they're not crabs. They're squidmen.
Because I will be keeping an eye on malign portents.
Well, they got like what? One more preview.
Yeah,
and then they're probably going to do. The big release, the big
reveal.
The big reveal, and then it'll probably go for pre-order end of January. It'll be around early February when it comes out.
Yeah, the only other thing I can think of is maybe it's a board game.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's the only other thing I can think of. But this is a lot of hoopla for a board game.
Yeah, it is a lot of hoopla for a board game.
So, you know, it's got its own website and everything, so it's kind of like, it's a little more than like one of their average like board game things.
Yeah.
It could always be a troll, and it's just an expansion for the Silver Tower.
that was the best was when you said, like, it's just another Silver Tower box.
Yeah.
Everyone would be so unbelievably pissed.
Yeah, be mad.
Oh, my God. It's not even mad, like, to the point of, like, people would be just, like, flipping the desks.
They'd be mad. They'd be real mad.
Warhammer Quest is terrible.
The figures are pretty cool, except for those stupid goblins.
The four-legged goblins?
They're so dumb. They're the worst.
Goblotars?
I hate those things.
How could you hate the Goblotars?
I fucking hate those models so much.
Those are bad. I don't
There's
like
so
them.
Many good models in that box set. Like, it has that fucking sweet, like, all the Zinch stuff's really cool. That, like,
oh, yeah.
That big ogre, and it has, that was
the ogre
first.
The ogre Thermitage.
And that was the first, the first release of the Zangors.
Yeah.
Like, and they looked fucking sweet. Like, there's a bunch of stuff in that
and
game
the,
box
the,
it to light.
The Carrick, the Zinchi cultists.
Yeah.
Those guys are great.
The Acolytes. Yeah, very cool. Yeah, everything in that box is really cool, except for those fucking goblins are the worst.
I
hate those things.
The one model I hate out of that box set is the Dark Oath Chieftain.
Why?
Because I hate that pose.
Oh, just the generic sword pose.
He's standing. It's like, we are living in 2017, people. We don't need to be having this pose anymore.
I mean, some people like the classic pose.
No, you know what those people are? They're dumb. That's what they are.
I mean, everyone's dumb.
Well, yes,
You're out here thinking people are smart. I'm dumb. You're dumb. Everyone's dumb.
Everyone's dumb. I still love that.
We spend money on toys.
Did I tell you that when I was trying to have this conversation about like politics? Not it wasn't necessarily politics, but I was just like, think of yourself. You are. Let's just imagine you are of average intelligence. Half the population of the United States is dumber than you. Yes, half the population is smarter than you, but half the population is dumber than you.
That's, you know, 150 million people.
And that's if you're smack dab average.
Yeah, that's
center.
If you're right in the middle.
Yeah. It's like, And that, like, you could say that's like the dumbest person you meet. Like, think about it. 150 million people are dumber than you. Like, that's like, think, imagine there's like how dumb America is at that point. It's just, it's mind boggling.
Yeah, everyone's, like I said, everyone's dumb.
Yeah, everyone is dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, maybe like not Stephen Hawking. But I think Stephen Hawking is so
First of all, British.
So I think Stephen Hawking is so smart, he's like dumb. If that makes sense. What? He's at that level where he's like, he's got such a galaxy brain, like he probably can't do like if someone's like, hey Hawking, what do you think, how do you make a cookie? How do you make cookies? Can you bake cookies? And he'd just be like, what is a cookie?
Well, that's what I say. Like, see if Stephen Hawking could figure out how to roll on the ballistic skill chart in Warhammer's 5th edition. Huh?
It's true.
He wouldn't be able to do that.
He might be able to. He could be like, I am the ballistics chart.
Yeah. No, Stephen Hawking, like, yeah, he's great, but he'd never be able to do good at, like, pub trivia or something like that.
I don't know. He might. He might know a lot about, Dad's Army? Is that the British show?
Yeah.
He might know a lot about Dad's Army.
Pub trivia isn't just, like, any sort of, like bar trivia. Like, I hope they ask a lot of questions about Friends.
Why aren't there any more questions about theoretical physics?
They named radiation of me.
I call it a Hawking hole.
Hawking hole. Everything's just Hawking. Like, I've invented the toilet. I call it the Hawking poop hole. Would that be the name of your butthole, Steven?
That's the Hawking excrement hole.
No, he invented the magic underwear that takes the poop to the poop dimension.
Ah, there you go.
I hope there's no one in here who's like a corporophobe. Is that what they're called when you're afraid of poop? Or a scatophobe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I hope no one's listening and they're just like turned off by like like they just hear the poop talk and they're like,
yeah, but maybe we've got a few who are listening who aren't turned on.
Yeah, they're talking about poops.
This
poops.
Is certainly a poop cast. You've posted several times.
I always
and
put
say poop
cast.
This time.
It really is.
This time
poop.
You should just say podcast because this is about poop.
It was because one time I wrote podcast on my phone.
It auto-corrected it
and
to poop.
It auto-corrected it to poop or to poo. And so I put poo cast instead and then it just turned into poop cast.
Poo cast.
Poop cast.
There you go. That's good.
Yeah. So I wanted to give an update on the Horus Heresy. So I've been reading on the Horus Heresy. Let me just say this. Games Workshop hamstrung themselves by saying that, no, we have to rely on this fiction that was created in the 1980s. Like, all of this lore that happened in the 1980s, we have to stick to this. You know, Conrad Kurz still has to go by Conrad Kurz, the Night Haunter. What? Why? Why are we still sticking to these stupid-ass names of these people and all this dumb shit that happened?
Why does anyone stick to lore?
I
you got me.
But, I mean, if this is the big reinvention of Games Workshop lore, which I appreciate, and they did a pretty decent job of it so far, but I mean, like, some of this stuff is so stupid.
I mean, it's, you know, it's fucking heavy metal pulp fiction. Of course it's going to have really stupid shit in it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited because I've read up on a little bit of where they're going with it, and it's like each author takes their own kind of, has their own take on the Emperor. So
Emperor!
And the Emperor! So Abnett makes the Emperor like really like aloof and regal and things like that, and Aaron Dombrowski Brown or whatever his name is, he makes the Emperor kind of an asshole, and it's like, this will be interesting to see who gets to write the final book, the one where Horus meets the Emperor, so that we could see what really happened. Though they'll never ever
I do the Emperor as a drunk stepdad.
This is true. Bing Crosby.
No, not an abusive father, a drunk stepdad.
Come here, Horace. Let me hit you with a sack of oranges.
If I use this rubber hose, no one's gonna know.
No one's gonna know.
A boo boo boo.
Oh, a baseball bat wrapped in a towel.
Bing Crosby was a terrible person.
Terrible father. I watch White Christmas. You ever watch White Christmas? Not White Christmas, Holiday Inn?
No.
You never watched Holiday Inn?
No.
Really? I find that surprising because, you know, we talked last cast about your dad being a movie nerd. Holiday Inn, very classic. Christmas movie.
Christmas movies have always been my house. Always Christmas movies were, for as long as I can remember, Die Hard, Gremlins, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Yeah. Those were the Christmas movies that we watched. Yeah,
but I mean, this is a classic. This isn't like
we didn't watch the classic Christmas movies.
Yeah, I mean,
ever.
Oh, we watched Christmas Story and It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, I did watch the one with the one Ebenezer who was like, I don't deserve to be so happy. That's like the most classic
Christmas
Carol.
The Alistair Sims Christmas Carol.
That one. That's so out of So for classic Christmas movies, that's the only one
I love.
I
A Christmas
watched.
Carol, because it only goes to show you that the only way you could get a rich person to understand that they're evil is through supernatural means.
It's true.
By having not one ghost,
but three.
Four ghosts.
Well, yeah, four if you count Marley.
Yeah. You have to have four fucking ghosts to tell.
That's a lot of ghosts.
Yeah. To tell a rich person how to be a decent human being.
Do you know the one of my favorite episodes of the Real Ghostbusters cartoon is when they go back in time and they bust the ghosts from A Christmas Carol? It was fucking awesome.
Bum, bum, bum. And Ebenezer Scrooge is like, help. And all of a sudden just kicks down the door.
Yeah, that's basically what happens. Like, Ebenezer Scrooge
is more terrifying Scrooge is being than the ghosts themselves.
Scrooge is being harassed by ghosts, and the Ghostbusters bust in, and they're like, we got to bust this ghost. And they alter the course of history, and when they come back, the world sucks because Ebenezer Scrooge
yeah,
because
he's
did
evil.
Not repent his ways.
Yeah. Of course, because you have to have four supernatural ghosts.
Which the Ghostbusters busted.
Yeah. No, you've never seen White Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I keep calling it White Christmas. It's Holiday Inn. Cause White Christmas is a song in there. So the whole plot of the thing is this guy opens up a theater / inn that, you know, they do shows every holiday. They do like a big show every holiday. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so they do a New Year's show and they do a Christmas show. They do a Lincoln's birthday show all in blackface.
Nice.
My wife got so uncomfortable during it. She's like, why are we watching this? Why can't you just fast forward through this? I'm like, no, we have to watch this. This is considered a classic form of Americana. You have to
be like, we're watching this until my erection goes away.
It's so bad. It's so unbelievably bad. Like, for anybody who like, they don't understand, like, why blackface is bad, watch Holiday Inn and watch The Father Abraham. I think it's on Amazon Prime right now. I don't know if it's different overseas.
I just watched Chopping Mall on Amazon Prime.
Nice.
That's what I watched yesterday. It was 3 in the morning, and I was like, I could go to bed, but Chopping Mall. Yeah. And I watched Chopping Mall.
So you'll see the most awful form of human entertainment ever. It's blackface. You know, there's still countries around the world that think blackface is okay. I mean, I can't make any argument about their own culture, but it's kind of a shitty thing.
Well, let's just say that there's probably a massive difference between, like, say, Italy doing it and America doing it.
No, Italy's way more racist.
But there's, like, nation-wise, historically-wise, there's still probably quite the difference.
I'm gonna say that we all should kind of stop doing it.
I'm not saying that anyone should do it, but I'm saying that there's a big difference when it comes to America.
Because I think it's like, what is it, the Netherlands do the Zwarte Piet where they have, like, Santa coming, and then they have the guy in blackface. It's supposed to be played by a black man. However, it's the Netherlands, and, you know, they don't have any black people up there, so they just, you know, dress a white guy up in blackface, and you're just like, because I have a feeling I'm going to hear this from, like, Skander is going to, like, text us being like, no, it's perfectly all right to have a white guy in blackface. No, Skander, stop. I'm not saying that he actually will. I'm just making fun of him for it. It's like, don't step on our Finnish traditions.
Don't step on our freedoms.
Our freedoms. Oh, God almighty. But yes, the horse hair. So I got through the first book. I started the second one. It's pretty good. Man, they get off started real quick because they're automatically like, we're going to Davin. And they're like, oh, that's where Horace gets into the Blodge and gets inducted by Cass. And that's another stupid ass.
The Blodge?
The Blodge. He ends up going there and he sees that weird midget and the tall guy.
It's true. He's talking backwards. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't speak backwards. He just sounds like he's speaking backwards. It's like, no, Steve, don't.
This suit burns better.
No, Chief Wiggum, don't eat the glue.
The suit burns better. Burn suit.
Did you have the same backwards talking dream that I did? I should drive.
Twin Peaks is a good show.
Yeah. Do you know, you haven't caught up on the third season yet, have you? You should. It's real good. Yeah, real good.
Is it on Amazon?
I don't know if it's on Amazon yet. Mm. You know what popped up on Netflix? And it made me actually think this is actually gaming related, so it'll be good. Ash versus the Evil Dead. Have you watched that yet?
No.
It's on Netflix. I know you don't have Netflix, but the first two seasons are on there.
It's also on Amazon.
Is it on Amazon? Yeah. Okay. I absolutely love that show. And it makes me think about this idea. I think we talked about it before on the podcast, but I kind of want to revisit it. It's the idea of the DM is not playing just NPCs. They're actually playing the main leader of the party.
Right.
So like a game like Ash versus the Evil Dead or an Evil Dead game, because everyone wants to be Ash, right?
Yeah, you can't be Ash.
You can't be Ash.
Ash is Ash.
Ash is Ash. So the DM has to play Ash, and you're just along for the ride.
You're one of his goons.
You're one of his goons who will end up getting killed three scenes in, because that's what happens when you follow Ash around.
It's true.
So that's the way, like, there should be a whole system of games dedicated around you are playing kind of like sidekicks to the DM's leader character. And you could do that with any major property, because any major property kind of sucks because you can't play the main characters that you want to play. Like Game of Thrones would suck because everyone wants to play like real characters.
I think Game of Thrones would be the fucking worst system to role play in. Like that sounds awful, actually. Like adventurers in Game of Thrones. Like Game of Thrones has no,
yeah, it's just like there's no magic dynamic. There's no magic weapons. Yeah. There's no like enchanted armor.
If you want to roleplay a character into Game of Thrones, you can either get dysentery and die, you can get murdered on the battlefield, or I don't know, you can get just syphilis and die.
It's just a historical simulator 101. Yeah.
It's not fun to like run or like there's nothing to do. Like, okay, you're a knight. You're
have sex with whores?
Right, you're nobility. Okay, so spend 17 sessions banging whores, go out to battle, and be killed. There you go. There's the penultimate Game of Thrones role-playing experience.
That sounds great to me. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Hey. Que sera, sera, I guess.
Yeah. Whatever
will be, will be.
Yeah. No, but I mean, there's other stuff, too. Like Star Trek, for example. You could play a Star Trek where you're...
Oh, you don't need to be...
Well, I know, but I'm saying you could have one with Kirk. Like, you're just a red shirt on Kirk.
That was the Decipher one. The Decipher one was set up to have the players be crew on one of the famous vessels.
Yeah.
It was never set up to have a player be captain. So that's what the Decipher... And I don't know if the D20 one did, but that was definitely the Decipher one. It was like, if you do the TNG one, it's like... This is Picard's stats. This is like blah blah blah. Like, and then like you would play. They said like one of the best things is like you could play the crew that the episodes don't follow, because there's a whole night crew who like they very
night crew. Well,
yeah, exactly. Like they briefly touch on it, how like obviously you like the ship needs to be operational 24/7.
Yeah.
But you as human beings, you can't be operational 24/7. So they have like
Picard could.
Well, Picard could, sure. Have you seen him? He's very buff.
I never really understood that about like the starships with like, you know, the captain who's on the bridge. Like, he doesn't need to be on the bridge, you know, 8 hours a day. Like, he's just gonna get like if I was a starship captain, I'd just kind of be like,
you'd be drunk in your office all the time.
I'd just be like, page me if you need me for anything, really.
I'll be in my office, drunk on Synthahol and watching hollow porn.
I will be painting little figures. Yeah. Holographically painting little figures. Just text me if you need me. You know, just good page stuff. Just page me if you need me.
So you'd be Captain Archer.
Yeah, I mean, there's no real point to being a... I mean, it's the 24th century. They don't even need to be on the bridge regardless. The computer could probably take care of all of it. You know, it's like...
I mean, at least Data could.
Yeah.
Like, Data, do everything, please. Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to go take a nap.
I mean, you probably got to do certain things. Like, because there's got to be, like, a level of normal throughout space. Like this is normal.
Well, yeah, they did say that like the majority of time like Star Trek is exciting, but you only see the exciting parts because the majority of what happens in Star Trek is fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Like they're just going through space with nothing happening.
No, and I understand that in this post-capitalist utopia that they live in, that they just want to sit at the bridge all day and not really they're happy with their jobs, right? That's like the whole point of Star Trek, is these people are happy with
right,
what
they're living
doing.
Fulfilled lives because they are yeah. free to chase their dreams.
Yes, but their dream is sitting behind a console for 8 hours a day, like just like monitoring things.
I guess.
God, that sounds boring as fuck.
Well, you don't. It looks like you don't have what it takes to be on a starship.
No, I wouldn't have what it takes to be on a. I wouldn't want to be on a.
So you
starship.
Could be. You could be a winemaker. You could be like Picard's brother. You just make wine.
Remy. It's
Remy.
Yeah, Remy.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
Remy. You could be Remy.
I would be Remy.
You just have a fucking giant ass wine field, and all you do is make wine.
God, that sounds like the life.
See.
It is I, Remy. Remy. And Steve's like flying through our space. Come see me. Joe, how are you doing? I make wine. I have a donkey.
I have two donkeys.
I have two donkeys. How many donkeys do you have? Joe, why do you have?
I have several holographic donkeys.
Joe, why do you? Why do you have this really terrible, fake-sounding French accent?
Don't you see? You must have it to make the wine taste better.
The Sinterholy shit, merde. Yeah, no, that no, I would no, I wouldn't mind traveling on a spaceship, but to work on a spaceship, that just sounds stupid. You know,
I mean. Yeah. And that doesn't
I mean, some of the perks are nice. Like you get like the holodeck is nice sounding.
Being killed by an interdimensional being that just happens to be passing by your starship while you're just doing your job.
Only if he looks like Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And well, blackface.
Wouldn't that be a hologram? Look out, he's got blackface.
Oh, that's just racist. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't like the idea of transporters. Transporters sound like sound awful to me. I mean, like the whole
do
like.
Do you subscribe to the transporter theory that you die?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, there's no way you'd get me to transporter.
So you'd be DeForest Kelly.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. But I mean, he's gone through the transporter a couple times too.
Under duress.
Yes. Oh no, I don't.
Or just forced to, like in the motion picture, he just suddenly appears there, very angry
with his beard,
with his sweet beard.
Yeah, no, I would. I'm totally against transporters. I mean, granted, I like the idea of fast transport to whatever you're doing. However, if I'm leading a fulfilled utopian post-capitalist life, I don't need to get anywhere. Importantly, I can take my time. I could ride my donkey to wherever I need to go
with your other donkey behind.
With my other donkey behind, I like the idea of using the transporter for things like the food, the replicators.
Oh, replicators, sure.
I'm okay with replicators because that's, you know, non-living material, even if I'm making like
and you can make a nutritionally balanced sandwich.
Like the people who made like the replicator puppies. Like that's not right, man. You're playing God there. Now even if you're making the sandwich, it's not the same thing. I guarantee you, I go into the 24th century while they get their burger, the replicated burger, and I get some like real cow burger. And I put that in front of them, they'd be like, oh, holy shit, real cow. Way better than replicator burger.
No way.
I bet you.
No way.
They're just used to like.
The replicator burger's perfect.
They're just used to shitty food in the future is
totally
the problem.
Hard disagree. The replicator food is much better.
No.
It's perfect.
No, it's not perfect.
It's perfect.
It's like idiot children who like, I like these chicken. I like my chicken tendies. And you're like,
yeah, they can get mac and cheese and chicken tendies all they want, and it's perfect mac and cheese
exactly.
And chicken tendies.
It's all just pre-manufactured food, as opposed to like if you had real, you know, chicken tenders made with real chicken.
No way.
Tastes way better.
No way.
Yeah.
Also, you'd be a criminal. You'd be in space prison then.
What? Oh, for making real food.
Yeah.
Out of
animals.
Out of animals. Yeah. Yeah.
You'd be in space prison.
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with being in space prison?
I'm okay. I'm sure space prison is probably nicer than the place I live now.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Star Trek space prison.
Yeah. Star Trek space prison. It's like. I think they probably don't even have space prison in Star Trek.
And no way. The replicated food is supposed to be the best. It's like perfect food.
Yeah, but I just think that the people are just used to like shitty food, so that's what they think is good.
I can't agree.
I'd be like, hey, Deanna, you're eating a real cow. And I'd be like, what?
They'd be like, you're going to space jail.
You're going to space jail. I'll listen to me play trombone. that's saxophone, the space sax.
Whatever. Baker Street. Baker Street.
I get it. All right, so do we have any other gaming stuff we need to talk about?
I got a sweet Lord of the Rings haul.
You do get a sweet Lord of the Rings haul. Steve got like about $500 worth of Lord of the Rings figures for
60 smackers.
For 60 smackaroos. It's a good deal.
They went through the Sonic cleaner and have been stripped.
Yeah, yeah, the Sonic cleaner.
Yeah, got Sonic. A Sonic cleaner.
Did they go through the rock tumbler?
No, but that would be awesome. They'd be all smooth.
Just lumps of smooth pewter lead.
These used to be figures. These used to be hundreds of dollars of figures.
Yeah, I'm jealous of that sweet money you'll get off that haul.
Quite a haul.
Yeah. Yeah, the what else do we have? Anything else interesting to talk about?
No.
No, nothing RPG wise.
I I started and finished a new anime series in one day that I think would pretty much, I looked to see if it was based off of a video game or an RPG. It's not. It's based off some dude's webcomic. But it is like the most like game friendly premise I think I've ever seen on a show. So
it's about porgs.
It is not about porgs. The long and short is it's a city that's around a gigantic hole called the Abyss. And everyone goes into the Abyss. You go down, and there's different levels, and there are monsters and treasure.
Ooh.
And there's, like, you find relics and artifacts, and the artifacts are wildly, like, they have wild variables that do things. So, like, there's one, like, you know, there's one of the artifacts that they know of that someone tried to bring up but died trying to bring back was called the Unheard Bell. And it's just a gigantic bell, and they don't know what it does. And it's like, holy shit. And there's one that's like mesh that fuses to your skin and makes you super strong. Like, it's just all sorts of weird shit down there. And the Abyss also has a curse. And every layer you go down, like, there's only so far down you can go before you can't go back up. Like, if you go to the sixth layer, you can't go up again. If you go up, you die. Like, the curse kills you.
What and if then, you go down to the seventh layer?
Down is fine. You can keep going down, but you can't go back up. But they can send things up. So, like, they have, like, the epic level heroes are, like, super low in the Abyss, and they send up these, like, air balloons from the bottom that have, like, their reports and items and shit. And, like, every layer has, like, a different, like, the first layer is the easiest. Like, when you return from the first layer, you get, like, slightly nauseous.
Oh.
The second layer is extreme nausea, headaches, and slight hallucinations.
So kind of like watching Star Wars.
Yeah. The third layer, I think, or it's the third. One of the layers is like you have severe pain and you start bleeding profusely, like from your eyes and shit. Yeah, it's a very the show tricks you because it looks very cute, like the way it's animated, like it's adorable looking. It is fucking nightmare fuel. Like, it's horrifying. Like, there's shit in there that's, like, fucked up. Yeah. But yeah, I was like, this is fucking awesome. Like, this would be a great RPG. Like what a fucking sweet storyline. Like, that. Like, that's perfect if you want to have a dungeon crawl style game. Because you have a fucking town that's completely built around... The entire town exists because of the Abyss. So everything revolves around it. So, like, that's where all the trade comes from. And, like, you have the perfect setup for as many adventures as you want, just going up and down.
And getting sweet loot.
And getting sweet loot in the Abyss. Yeah. Very cool.
And plus, you can always have your guys be, like, your max level at level 6. Like, the levels are based solely on where you are.
Right.
And that,
yeah,
like,
you've ascended level 6. Well, they have their ranking system is whistles. They have you have a colored whistle. It's red, blue, black. And white.
Okay, that's kind of dumb.
The whistles are... Well, when you're in danger, it's so the other explorers can hear you, you blow on your whistle. And it's also your badge. Your badge, yeah. Like, your general ranking.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, that still sounds kind of dumb. It's multicolored
cool.
whistles.
It's really cool.
There's a red whistle.
Well, no. Those are the children. The children have red whistles.
Okay. Well, here's a blue whistle. Yeah, but it'd be fine, because then you have, like, 6, and then once you get past 6, like, you get into your epic level characters of, like, 7 through 12. Like, that's going to be epic
There's
level.
There's shit going down there.
Yeah, but you can't go back up to the city.
Like, yes,
you
have that's to, it.
Yeah.
I was like, that's pretty fucking cool.
And then you have ultra epic level of 12 through 18.
Yeah. There is a bottom somewhere. Like, the levels are really fucking neat. They have different, like, all sorts of different properties. Like, the second level is the upside down forest. Like, everything, they're all of the trees.
I take it there's an upside down forest.
Yeah, all of the trees are growing upside down. So, like, you're like, you have to descend by going on the top of the trees, but the tops of the trees are upside down. And it's pretty neat. There's all sorts of weird fucking critters and shit. It's cool.
Yeah, that does sound like a good idea for a game.
It was really cool.
I know I mentioned it before, but I always think that The Expanse would be a great RPG.
They have one, I think.
A tabletop. Well, they're doing a game now. I know there's a board game.
Right, right. There's definitely a board game.
Yeah.
I think there was an RPG coming,
maybe,
though.
Yeah. They're doing a board game through, what's it called? Not Fantasy Flight. it's the same company that does all the programming board games.
Cryptozoic?
No.
Gale Force 9?
Gale Force 9, I think, is doing it.
Yes.
I'm not 100% sure on that. I was looking at my notes. They're doing a lot more. They're previewing Legion a lot more for Fantasy Flight. It's previewing Legion, the Star Wars Legion game, a lot more. So, just wanted to mention that.
I continue my jerky motion for the Star Wars Legion game.
Yeah, no one cares about Star Wars. I I don't get what they're trying to do with this game.
They're trying to make money.
I mean, everyone's trying to make money, Steve. I understand that. But I mean, it's like, why are we trying to make money this way?
I think they've exhausted their I think they've exhausted a lot of their options for Star Wars. So it's kind of like, you know, there's already a fully fleshed and real, there's a fully fleshed out and realized Star Wars miniatures game already that they make.
Yeah.
So how can they make another one? Well, the only thing we can do is change the scale and make it into a battle game.
Change the scale.
Yeah. And like X-Wing, they're pretty cashed when it comes to ideas for X-Wing ships. Like, I think they've done just about every ship that exists in Star Wars.
But have they done every paint job that exists?
Well, that's that. But people are only going to buy alternate paint jobs for so long, unless those alternate paint jobs also come with collectible Porgs.
I was going to say, really, Steve? Really, Star Wars fans are only going to buy alternate paint schemes for so long? Now who's being naive?
It's just going to be the cards. Like, people, like, they care. Like, nobody gives a shit that the X-Wing's blue if it has better cards.
No, I think people give a shit about the blue X-Wings.
No, they don't care.
Steve, did you see I got my green X-Wing?
I have the Poe Dameron card.
Poe Dameron.
That was the big thing.
He's a fucking bootleg Wedge Antilles. No, I will not hear otherwise.
I think he's a sexy. He's a Wedge Antilles clone, but he's a sexy Wedge Antilles clone.
I'll give
clone.
You that. He's a sexy bootleg Wedge Antilles.
He's not a bootleg.
He's just a bootleg. He's a bootleg.
He's a bootleg, man.
He's a sexy bootleg, but he's still a bootleg.
I don't know if you could be a sexy bootleg.
You can.
Okay.
I'm officially declaring it. You can be a sexy bootleg.
I wanted to ask you this question because we're getting towards the end here. But my uncle texted me, and so my cousin, who's young, he's only 8, mm-hmm. is really into Risk right now. He and his buddies are
the
into
game
Risk.
That's the game of global domination.
That's what I said. He goes, you've played Risk before, right? I went, the game of global domination? !! And he's like, don't be an ass. but he wants to find out more games that are like that so that they can play it. And I might recommend
Risk Legacy.
Was Risk Legacy. Yeah. I was like, that's probably going to be the best game that you can get for him. But I was thinking, like, map-based strategy games that for like an 8 to 10 year old,
I would just stick with Risk. There's enough Risk variants where you could, because all of the Risk variants add something new and interesting. Like Risk Godstorm is really cool. Risk 2210, Risk Legacy, of course. Like, I would just stick with Risk for now, and then once he's ready,
Risk 2112.
But once he's ready to graduate from Risk, then you can go to the more advanced games. The space invades, goodbye on you.
God, I got
my 2-liter bottle of Shasta and my all Rush mixtape.
Fucking love Rush. Rush is terrible, but I love Rush.
Yeah, a lot of bands are like that. It's just like they are.
I like Rush is like a dirty, not a dirty,
dirty Canucks.
No, it's like a what would it be called? A guilty pleasure for me. I don't like saying that I love Rush. I'm 36.
There's nothing to feel guilty about when it comes to Rush.
If you choose that.
Yeah, I don't know enough Rush songs by heart to be able to bust out other than Today's Tom Sawyer, which, of course, I know mostly from Futurama.
Do-do-do-do-do. I always laugh. Well, you're going to hate that because that's the entire soundtrack to The Ready Player One. It's all gonna be Rush.
Fuck Ready Player One. Fuck Ready Player One. The only thing that's really nice is that so many people have caught on to the bullshit of Ready Player One. Like, it's just a hate fest at this point, which is awesome.
I don't think so, man. I will stand.
The normies are gonna eat it up because they're idiots.
We're normies.
Back to the dumb thing.
Whee! Yeah,
the normies. But like the internet. Hive mind, like the zeitgeist.
Yeah,
everyone hates it, which I'm very happy about.
Because
that guy's a hack. His story is the worst type of self-insert fan fiction, and there are literal pages of that book that are just references. There's no content worthwhile in that
book.
Two
words: Steven Spielberg.
Who cares? Spielberg makes shitty movies. He made War Horse.
War Horse wasn't a shitty movie. Did you even see War Horse?
No, it's a movie about a fucking horse.
First of all, based on a play.
That sounds even worse.
Second of all, has Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbund.
And thirdly, it was actually not a bad movie.
You're a Spielberg apologist.
I am. I don't think I have anything to apologize for, though.
You have to apologize for War Horse.
No. If anything, I'll apologize.
Also, E.T. is a terrible movie.
Well, I'm trying to think of what's... I'm trying to think of like a truly bad Spielberg movie.
E.T. is pretty fucking bad.
What's that one? He did one that was the BFG. I will apologize for the BFG. Okay.
What about Polar Express? Didn't he do that one?
No, that was Zemeckis.
That movie was pretty bad.
I agree. No, he also has a new one coming out with Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep in it called The Post. I'm excited about that one because I was like, wait, Steven Spielberg's directing a movie?
Fucking old man movies.
Like, and it's about the Pentagon Papers from Watergate. I'm like, hold on, Spielberg's doing a movie about the Pentagon Papers. Hold on, it's got Tom Hanks in it. Wait a second, it's got Meryl Streep, American sweetheart Meryl Streep. So
you are an old man.
I am.
You are an old man.
Spielberg. Oh, The Lost World. I will also have to apologize for The Lost World. That's a terrible movie. And Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I will apologize for both of those. They're terrible movies, and which he phoned in. I'm not a. But I don't think Spielberg. I don't think Spielberg intentionally makes bad movies. I think Crystal Skull was an intentional bad movie because he just didn't care. He was doing it as a favor for his friend. It's like he half-assed it. It's like if you wanted to do a team tournament army with someone and they're like, I'll do it, but you have to paint the entire thing and put together
you
the
have
army.
To do it all.
Yeah, it's like, all right, fine, fuck. And you just put like a half-assed paint job on it because you're like, fuck
these
it.
Guys are getting dry brushed gray.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's what Spielberg was doing with Crystal Skull. But no,
dry brushed
gray. I'll apologize. Ready Player One will be a very good movie.
I have a vehement hatred for that film. I have a vehement hatred for the author. I hate that book is popular. I hate everything about it. It is like the perfect culmination, as if someone made a perfect like
gestalt,
like dripped in
essence.
Like, they took the essence of everything wrong with pop culture, distilled it into like a paste, and then brewed this film out of that disgusting frothy mess. Just awful. Like everything about it is infuriating. Like, and the guy who wrote it,
you can
a,
tell you hate it because your metaphors are all over the place.
The fucking guy who wrote it is a fucking shitlord. Like I fucking hate Ready Player One. Like it is infuriating to me that it has success. It's infuriating to me that guy sold a million billion copies of the book. Everything about it, like every part of it, the story, like the real part, like his story, the story about the book success, like everything about it is infuriating. I fucking hate it. I hate that it's probably going to make a ton of money because people are fucking awful. Ready Player One is the worst thing ever. Like the worst, period. No question. It's the worst. It's going to be awful.
That's how I feel about Future Man. Have you seen Future Man?
I haven't, but it sounds bad.
I hate Future Man.
What about Meteor Man?
I love Meteor Man. Now you're talking my game.
Meteor Man's a pretty good movie. Meteor Man!
Oh, man. All right, so go to PlanetArbitrary.com.
Yeah, someone tried to say that Black Panther's going to be the first black superhero, and I was really mad because there's both Meteor Man
and
Blank,
Blank
Man.
Man. Yeah.
No. I didn't make your suit bulletproof.
And Blade?
Do you consider Blade a superhero?
I mean, he does have superpowers.
Yeah, he hunts, but he doesn't fight villains. He fights vampires.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Blade's a superhero. Blade's cool, but I don't know if I'd classify him as a superhero.
He's from a comic book.
But so is Judge Dredd. He's not a superhero.
It's true, but I mean, he would be considered a superhero movie. Regardless, people, but you got to think,
just
like,
lump it together.
Think about the dumbest person.
It's from a comic.
Half
superhero.
The people of America, really dumb, Steve. We talked about this before.
All right, fair enough.
He's from a comic book. He's a superhero. No, you don't understand. Blade doesn't really have superpowers. He's infused. He's a daywalker.
A damn fear.
Das Vampir.
Das Vampir.
Go to planetarbitrary.com.
I want more John Wick. That's all I want.
John Wick? John Wick. Regen Wicks. Go to planetarbitrary.com for your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at
I'm Commandthro.
Like your Facebook page /GameClassyPodcast, where I do nothing but shitpost reused memes.
It's good.
I've been on it every day for like the past 3 weeks. I posted a new meme. I've told you I'm on top of it.
People love it.
People do love it. And this is the fucking bread meme. Out of all the fucking memes I post,
bread
is a meme about bread.
You want
like, reached like 10,000 people.
You
and I'm like,
you
want to
run up that one?
It.
Get the neutral chart for sandwiches. Get the alignment chart for sandwiches. It's really good.
But the bread one is like it's so bad that like people were really like, yeah, I understand this.
I'm telling you,
this bread relates to me.
Get the alignment chart for sandwiches.
I don't know.
I believe Chaotic Evil is Pop Tart is also a sandwich.
You love your Pop Tart is also a sandwich. Pop Tart is not a sandwich.
Everything's a sandwich. Hot dogs are a sandwich.
I truly believe that as well. But I believe anything that is...
You believe that everything is a sandwich? Because I think the stance is, it simply becomes, once you hit a certain point, literally everything is a sandwich. We're a sandwich. No. People are a sandwich.
I believe it has to do with a grain-style bread product has to be on top of another.
So are you saying, like... If someone made a pita, but they didn't use grain, it would not be a. It would cease to be a sandwich.
But what kind of pita would not use grain?
Yeah, you can use almond flour, which doesn't have any grains in it.
But I mean, it's got to be like a bread style product.
Okay,
like
bread or bread equivalent.
Yeah, bread or bread equivalent.
It doesn't actually have to literally
yes.
be bread. Okay.
Yeah, I was not making a stance on grain. I'm okay. just saying it has to be like something like bread.
Okay,
with
bready
something
product.
On top of it, and another of the same style bread has to be on top.
Right.
The same style bread-like product has to be on top. That's why I have issue with the Pop-Tarts and like a calzone because they're connected. Mm. That's a pocket. That is not.
What about a sub sandwich? They're connected. They're cut. It's not actually cut in half. It's cut open.
Yeah, but I mean, there is an opening. So like you could do that, but if it's sealed, then it's no good.
But then does it state? Is it a non-sandwich state? But once you bite into it because the seal is broken, it becomes a sandwich.
Yes.
So it's both. It's quantum.
It's no.
So Pop-Tarts are a quantum sandwich.
That's an interesting conundrum. But my knee-jerk reaction, no. Because it has to be at its once-made state.
Sandwiches have bread, Anakin.
All right. You could also, best way to help out the podcast, like, subscribe on iTunes. You could also like, comment, and subscribe on the YouTubes. You could also listen to our sister podcasts, of which we have many. We have Play On Podcast, where Steve and Pat talk about video games. Pat got his SNES Mini Classic. Did he tell you that? I know that makes you upset.
Tisk, tisk.
But he did. And we also have Weeb Town, which is a YouTube show, where Steve and Young Giuseppe play Japanese video games.
Yeah, we play anime games, weeb out, you know. Yeah, it's kind of just become a hangout where we talk about random Japanese bullshit.
Random Japanese bullshit.
The last one we played Galgun.
Have you seen the state of the parliament?
It's the diet.
Whatever. Don't care. There are dying people, Steve.
Everyone's dying.
Yes, but I mean their culture's dying.
Everyone's dying.
Yeah. Well, people are dying, but the culture stays the same. Did you ever read The Culture?
No.
Culture books? No. Never heard that. Okay. Good books, just good books. You could also what was the other ones we got? The cartoon one, Daddy Daycare,
Deconstructing Daycare.
Yeah.
Daddy Daycare is a film
with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Deconstructing Daycare, where Pat just talks about Paw Patrol. Pat loves Paw Patrol. He will say like he gets mad at Paw Patrol, but he loves it. I was at a party last night with Pat, and all he talked about was Paw Patrol for like solid 3 hours. That's all he talked about was Paw Patrol. I'm like, Pat, no one cares about Paw
what
Patrol.
What about PJ Masks?
As much as you. No, he loves the PJ Masks, but Paw Patrol is where it's at for him. I'm like, God, my kid's lucked out. My daughter, she just went from like Yo Gabba Gabba and Sesame Street straight to Teen Titans Go and like Steven Universe and stuff like that. I'm like, God, I lucked out. We never got any of that crap.
Yeah, you get
stuck
with Caillou.
Caillou. I've watched Caillou before.
Caillou's pretty awful.
Yeah. I don't trust public access. None of that social BS for my kids.
Well, I mean, now that the Sesame Street got bought by HBO, there's really nothing left.
Yeah, it's true. They still got, like, Daniel Tiger Neighborhood.
I don't know what that is.
Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, it's, like, done in the style of Mr. Rogers, so everything's, like, it's all, like, this is Mr. Rogers' characters, except no one loses their shit ever. And they did one episode where it's Daniel Tiger's mom loses her shit. It's, like, how it teaches kids how to deal, like, when your mommy snaps at you because you're being a little annoying shit. This is how you deal with it.
Hmm.
Yeah. What else? Comic Book Logic, which should be coming back soon. Like, Kevin's like, what's the start of Comic Book Logic? And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, we're going to record. I'm like, okay. And he's like, can't record. I'm like, God damn it, Kevin.
You guys should just do episodes. You should call it Comic Book Logic still and just do episodes where you talk about Das Kapital.
Das Kapital.
Nothing else.
Joe's super liberal podcast.
It's your secret commie podcast.
See, my problem is I can never, I would love to do like a political podcast where I, you know, it's like I talk about I do my liberal rants or whatever else have you. But my problem is that with liberals, it's like you're never liberal enough. Like you could, there's always that person who's always just like, I can't be a liberal figurehead because I still eat meat.
Hey, you know, there's also, I don't think you can be, I think that cuts both ways because I've definitely seen people who aren't racist enough get dragged by the right because they were not racist enough.
That's true.
So
I'm not arguing that.
No one is immune to political extremity, sir. It's like, I'll be damned if I'm gonna let you libtards have it all.
It's like, you believe in flat. It's like, I'm a flat earther. You believe in Earth?
Idiot. Idiot.
You think Earth is real? Yeah, I mean, it's all just a scam to sell fucking vitamin pills.
Because turn the frogs gay, Steve.
Yeah.
Turn the frog gay. I can't understand how people take him seriously.
I don't know, man. People are idiots. I mean, we already discussed this.
And
then on the other side, you got healing crystals. It's like, you got one side selling you healing crystals, the other side selling you fucking vitamin supplements.
He sits there, and he talks about his vitamin supplements, and it's like, the before and after pictures are the same picture.
Look, that sounds like something a soy boy would say.
Something with his gut sucked in. Like, he's holding his breath in, and it makes him look like he lost weight. Like, what the fuck?
It's good stuff.
Yeah, and then they're all like, war on Christmas. I'm like, we should have a war on Christmas, but a socialist war on Christmas where we dismantle the capitalist holiday.
I thought the war on Christmas was that we like carried out war on Christmas because we do every
year. We do
year.
That. No, I'm talking about like, yes, there should be a war on Christmas where we dismantle the holiday and I don't have to buy stupid fucking pieces of plastic for people. This is 2017, people. If you want something, just go fucking buy it.
You should say it's current year. That's usually the way to do it.
This is current year. People. If you want something, go out and buy it. And you know what? You don't need it anyway. Like, what do you want? What do you want to buy? You want to buy a fucking Citadel paint handle? Guess what?
Sandwiches.
You don't need it. Well, sandwiches, on the other hand, you eat the sandwich. And therefore, it fulfills its purpose. Like, most of the shit we need, we don't fucking need it. You don't need this fucking podcast. This podcast is free to you. It's just electrons in the air, man. You don't fucking need it.
You don't need it, man. Yeah. But you know what they do need? Chopping mall.
You know what they do
need? Chopping mall.
You know what they do need? They do need the Joe and Steve Sasquatch supplement.
The Squatch
supplement. Guaranteed to help you lose 200 pounds in 1 week if you
and
do it correctly.
No soy, so you don't turn into a soy boy.
Don't get boobies.
Soy boy.
That was the other thing I was making fun of Pat for. He was like, you know what I'm into now? Almond milk. I'm like, enjoy your breasts, sir.
That's soy milk. Not almond milk.
Doesn't matter. It's all fucking same to me.
It's not all the same. It's not all the same. That's not how it goes.
It's all the fucking same. Drink your milk. Drink from the teats of that cow.
Awful.
Be like Luke and just fucking drink the milk straight from the teat.
If you can drink it from the teat of a space cow, sure. Other than that, you just drink almond milk.
Drink it from the teat of the space cow.
Flax milk's pretty good, too. I just farted. It was nice.
Speaking of the guy with indigestion problems.
I've never had any indigestion problems for any of my milk.
All right. So,
although cheese is good.
Cheese is the best. Cheese is the reason to live at
cheese,
this point.
Cheese is good.
Like, you get all the shit that's going on in this world. Cheese is the reason to stay in existence.
Cheese is good.
Cheese and probably Avengers Infinity War. Because I know that's going to be a whole big thing, but I'm still looking forward to it. So those are the two things that got going for me right now.
No porgs, though.
No porgs, no. But we don't know that now. Disney owns everything.
It's
you can
true.
Fucking have fucking Luke Skywalker show up in the next Avengers movie and it, like, not even blink an eye.
That's true. And with that purchase acquisition, I'm sure they've given Fox News enough money to have right-wing propaganda for the rest of...
$2 billion.
For the rest of eternity.
Dollars.
Good. So then you'll be able to have a racist uncle forever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was talking about this with Kevin, and Kevin was like, I was really hoping that, like, Disney would buy, like, when they bought them everything, it would include everything, and it does not. It does not include Fox News or Fox Sports.
Yes.
So they have neither of those, but I was like, man, that would be awesome if Disney just dismantled Fox News, just, like, took it apart. Oh, that'd be so great.
Or but just turned it into a real news network. That would also be fine.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be good, too, instead of just people talking heads.
Instead of just fucking Dear Leaders channel.
I mean, Jesus Christ, why are people still going turning on the fucking cable for news?
This entire podcast has just gone back to the beginning where we talked about how everyone's an idiot.
Everyone's just an idiot. I mean, you don't really need the, like, if a person's just giving their opinion, that's not news. Like, this is not a news show.
Yeah.
This is a comedy podcast.
Unless we say something's coming out, that's news.
Yeah. I mean, like, and we'll couch that in saying, hey, we actually have real news this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, if you just don't fucking news. Just don't fucking watch TV. Don't watch TV anymore, people. That's how they control
well,
you.
I think most people aren't watching TV.
Put
anymore.
On the fucking glasses, people.
Yeah. I think the people who are mostly supporting these networks, they're aging out, as it were.
No, I don't think they're aging out. I think that they're just getting older and growing a goatee.
Well, I meant aging out as in like getting older and dying.
Oh,
like I don't
sucks.
Believe they're being replaced. I don't think there's new young kids watching Fox right now. Like, yes, the libtards.
they just go on Reddit and they go to their yeah. real racist subreddits and talk about libtards and how they're gonna get us. libtard.
It's pretty funny.
No more net neutrality. Oh, by the way, guys. So this might be the last show. Who knows? For those who listen overseas. We might not be around because...
No, we'll still be here, but they'll have to pay $1.99 fee to access it. If they're in America. If they're overseas, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Because the Iceland pirates will just pirate everything.
That's right.
You to eat to like to the game of classy. Anyway, so Steve, until next time.
Bye-bye.
Game classy.